Hi guys, welcome back to Inner Works. If this is your first time listening, thank you. I appreciate all of you who listen. I say this every fucking time. And I will say it till the day I die. I love all of you. Happy New Year. I hope you guys are doing well. It's 2021. I spent my New Year's Eve in bed, alone, eating snacks, and I went to bed at 10 o'clock. And I am very happy about it. A year ago, I would have wanted to been getting drunk or like getting fucked up. And I was extremely insecure about myself. I was miserable on the inside. And a year later, I spent the New Year's getting some fucking sleep, resting, recharging my social battery. I was sober. And I'm very happy about it. I know that this year is gonna be great. And I'm not really like a big New Year's person. Well, that's a lie. I am, because every year, like, I set goals and it helps me and I like to do it. And in this episode, I kind of want to talk about what my goals are, share some tips and some motivation. And then also I'm gonna be talking about manifestation. So before we get into that, let me tell you guys about my day, in case you want to know. First of all, I'm drinking a green smoothie. One of my goals this year is to eat fully plant-based again and vegan or whatever. So I made a green smoothie this morning and it's really good. Anyways, this morning I woke up at like 8 or whatever. I got 10 hours of sleep. It was very much needed, so that was good. And then I woke up, I went to the gym, I ate breakfast. Well, I ate breakfast and then I went to the gym. And then I came home, I chilled for a little bit. Then I went to the grocery store and I bought a bunch of groceries and spent way too much money. And then I meal prepped for the week so I could eat healthy. And now I'm chilling again and recording an episode. So it's been a good day. And this morning I journaled and I read and I wrote down some manifestations. So that was good. The growth that I've experienced in 2020, and I feel like all of us have experienced a lot of growth, but the growth has literally just been astronomical, okay? Astronomical. I have completely changed. I'm a completely different person from a year ago. Like, literally thinking about me from a year ago makes me cringe. So I've changed for the better. But yeah, I'm excited for the new year. We're now entering into the age of Aquarius. Why did I say it like that? Aquarius. Everyone's waking up. A lot of us are finding new ways to conceptualize God. A lot of us are entering into a spiritual journey. And it's gonna be a good year. It's gonna be what we make of it. Of course, Jesus Christ. Hold on. There's like smoothie particles in my throat. Anyways, the year is gonna be what we make it. We're gonna have shitty things happen to us, just like we have in the past, but our life is what we make it, and I'm going into 2021 with the hope and mindset that I will make it a good year, you know? I know I'm gonna grow a lot, I know I'm gonna learn a lot, I have a lot of exciting things planned this year. I started the podcast, I cannot wait to see where the podcast goes. I can't wait to travel. And I'm just excited for the future, you know? I'm very excited. And I'm putting that out there, you know? So hopefully in return, I will get good things happen to me. Because that is my mindset lately, you know? You get what you give out. So let me show you guys some of my things that I've been manifesting. I guess we'll talk about manifestation first. Or actually, no, I take that back. I'm gonna write down, why do I keep saying write down? I'm gonna show you guys some of my, I'm not making sense. I'm going to tell you guys some of my goals that I have written down for 2021. Also, I got a new journal. She's super cute, so that's inspiring me to journal every day. Okay, goal number one, reach 50,000 followers on the podcast. There's no doubt in my mind that I will succeed in this. I'm very excited about the podcast. I'm very grateful for all of you. And I know that I can reach 50,000 followers. Maybe I might even reach more, you know? Second goal, adapt a plant-based. Oh my God. Adapt a plant-based lifestyle. I was vegan in the past, but then I kind of lost touch with it, and I was struggling with, like, disordered eating and disordered, like, I'm not trying to self-diagnose, but I was struggling with my relationship with food and with my body, and veganism was contributing to that. So now I have healed my relationship with food for the most part and with my body for the most part. So now I want to get back into veganism and eating what makes me feel good. And what makes me feel good is eating plant-based. And I know that because, you know, I've done it in the past. I also recommend that you guys try and incorporate as many plant-based foods as you can. Literally, it will change your life. Your mental health is directly affected by what you eat. And when I am eating shitty, like a lot of fast food and, you know, not preparing healthy meals, I see that my mindset is so much more worse and my anxiety like gets worse. It's science, which is the craziest part. Like your gut biome, like it like correlates with your moods and stuff. I don't know the science behind it. I'm not a fucking scientist, but look it up. It's real. I highly recommend you guys eat more plant-based. The only reason I say plant-based is because meat, there's been a lot of talk about this on TikTok. Maybe you guys have seen it, but if you think about meat, it's like death, you know, it's literally dead flesh. And when you consume that, you're consuming that energy. So, and I never feel good when I eat like that anyway. So anyways, you should look more into it if you're interested. It's really life-changing. Third goal is do yoga 5 times a week. I was going to write down do yoga every day, but I know that I'm not going to probably stick with that. So I'm going to take things slowly, you know, like my first goal will be to do it 5 times a week. And then eventually I can get to the point where I do it every day. So I'm going to start off small and then continuously, you know, grow from there. And then I also wrote down meditate 3 times a week. Same thing. I've really been slacking with meditation. I don't do it as often as I should. So my starter goal is to do it 3 times a week. My fifth goal is to read to go to sleep. I'm sure all of us do this. As like, I have a really bad habit of doing this where I cannot fall asleep unless I'm watching something. So I will mindlessly scroll on TikTok for hours until I fall asleep. Or I will always watch a show or a YouTube video to go to sleep. Like, and I've just trained my brain to do that, and it's not healthy. It's not healthy at all. And I know that I would get better sleep and probably go to sleep earlier if I like read to go to sleep. Also, I need to read more, so that's why I wrote down that goal. My sixth goal is that I want to start a YouTube channel. I'm kind of skeptical about that because I don't know. It's scary to like put yourself out there on the internet, even though I'm like already kind of doing it. A podcast I like because you guys don't have to see my face, which sounds a little like self-deprecating, but I don't know. Like the more I look at myself, the more I'm like, eh, and then I like get insecure. So I need to work on that before I start a YouTube channel. Also, my life is not really interesting at all right now. I work all the time, so I'm not really doing anything. But, Jesus Christ, I keep yawning. But yeah, I want to start a YouTube channel. Hopefully, once I start traveling, I'll do that. And then I wrote down some stuff about my relationship. Obviously, that it continues to be healthy and strong. I also wrote down that I need to make my bed every day. That's a goal that I need to do. I love when I make my bed because it makes my like space more clean and seem more put together. All right, next thing we'll get into is manifestation. So manifestation has obviously gotten super popular now that like spirituality is a trend and everything, which I'm glad it is. I hope that more people do start manifesting and start believing in it truly. I'm sure all of you know what manifestation is. If you don't, basically it's making your thoughts become a reality, and the idea that what you what you put out is what you receive. It's kind of the same thing as like law of attraction, and it's, you can like manifest things into your life. So, I'm gonna share some of my stories and examples of when it's literally worked. And also, I want to say that before, a few years ago, I literally would have been like, oh, that's so stupid, it doesn't work. But like now, I would have told my younger self, what is the harm in trying? Like, even if it doesn't work, it's a positive thing you can do. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing to lose with doing it, because one, writing down your goals is like positive and good for you. And even if it doesn't come true, like, there's nothing bad that can come from it. Anyways, I have a manifestation journal, and I write down my manifestations in that journal. I do like the 369 method, or I'll write three things I'm grateful for, and then I'll write three manifestations or things that I want to attract. A little story time. A few months ago, I didn't have a job. I had literally no money, and I was super stressed, was very anxious and falling into like, I was very sad. I was very sad, and I was not hopeful at all. But then, literally one day, it kind of just clicked where I was like, where I, was like, let me manifest this. So I wrote down affirmations in my mirror. I wrote down, I'm in alignment with my purpose. I wrote down, I'm abundant in money. I trust the universe. I am happy, or I am present, joyful, and at peace. And then a few other ones. But the one that stood out to me the most was, I am in alignment with my purpose. And that's around that time is when I started, thinking I wanted to drop out of school, I wanted to start the podcast, and I wanted to travel and go to Hawaii and do the woofing thing. And if you've listened to my first episode, you know what I'm talking about. Basically, I want to travel, and I'm planning on traveling in August. So what I did was, I wrote those affirmations in my mirror. I wrote down manifestations. I'm actually going to try and find the exact page. Give me a second. Okay, so on November 10th, I think this was right before I got offered. Okay, I'm not making sense. Basically, let me finish the story. I'm kind of getting off track. I had no money, I had no job, I was super stressed, and I started writing down manifestations. I wrote the affirmations in my mirror. I made a vision board of what I wanted my life to look like. And I fully believed that everything was going to be okay. In reality, I had every reason and right to be scared and anxious and depressed, basically. I had no money, no job, and no hope that I was going to find a job either, because one, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Two, like, I was putting in applications and not getting any responses. So I had every right to be negative. But one day it just clicked where I was like, I need to get my shit together. So I wrote all those things down. I did all of those things. And then I got a job offer, a really good job offer, a nannying job where I was going to be working 40 hours a week and getting paid really well, and I would have been able to save a lot of money. And I took the job, and I have that same job now, and it ended up being really, really good. I'm fully convinced that that only happened because, I did all of those things. And some people may not believe that, but I know it to be true, because also, the chances of me getting that job were really slim too. It was on a website that wasn't popular. They had interviewed a couple of other people. They picked me. And I mean, I'll go into crazier stuff that's even happened, but so I got that job, and that's when I was like, okay, wow, this shit is legit. And even if it's not, like, there's no harm in trying, like I said. So anyways, back to the journal. I wrote down on November 10th, I believe this was right before I got offered that job, I wrote, I will have $10,000 saved by July 2021. And then I wrote down, I trust the universe. And then I wrote, 2021 will be the best year ever. And I wrote down, I will gain a lot of followers on TikTok by December 2020. December 2020, or November is when I started the podcast and I started to blow up on TikTok. In December, I hit 10,000 followers on TikTok. And at the time when I wrote this, I don't think I had any TikToks posted and nothing had gone viral. And I don't think I had started my podcast yet, but literally I had no means of like, or no, like, I didn't actually think I was gonna go viral on TikTok. When I wrote this down, I was like, yeah, we'll see if it works. I was kind of like, whatever. I wrote it down and I had been thinking about it. I wanted to start the podcast, and then boom, literally it happened. I kind of wrote about it and then I let it go. And if it happened, it happened. And if it didn't, I was going to continue to try. But literally my TikToks blew up and it was crazy. Now I'm at like 12,000 or whatever. So it's just insane. And then I wrote down again, I will have 10,000 followers by December 2020. And I wrote 10,000 because I wanted to join the Creator Fund and I wanted to start earning money from TikTok. Boom. I did that in December. I wrote down, I will have a successful podcast with thousands of followers by 2020. I did that. I wrote thousands and we're kind of close to hitting 10,000 followers on the podcast, which is fucking insane. Like, holy shit. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm simply just saying that to show you guys like the examples. And I mean, I know I'm not saying it to brag. So I don't want you guys to think that. I'm saying it because I'm proud of myself and you guys are a part of that. So it's crazy. Anyways, I wrote that down. And that came true by 2020. That happened by 2020, which shows me that 2021 is going to be even crazier. And then I wrote down on another page, I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for friends and family. I am grateful for food. I just wrote down three things I was grateful for. And then I wrote down, I have 10,000 followers on TikTok by January 2021. So I didn't even think I was going to reach 10,000 by January. I thought maybe February, but now I did that before December, which is crazy. And then I've been writing down, I will be in Hawaii August 2021. I've been writing that down for weeks now. I will earn money from social media by July 2021. I'm doing that now. I mean, it's not a lot, but it's like at all. It's literally, I've made like $4 already, which better than nothing, but whatever. It came true, you know? So maybe I need to be more specific with like the amount. But yeah, I've just been writing down things I'm grateful for, things I want to happen. My most recent manifestations were I will earn a stable income from social media by February 2021. I am successful, happy, and healthy. I'm abundant in money. I have 30,000 followers on TikTok by February 2021. And I will be vegan in January 2021. So when I write, like even reading these now, I'm like, all of those are kind of a stretch. But I thought that with the last ones too, you know, so I need to not be negative either. And I just need to trust that that's all going to happen and it's going to happen the way it's supposed to. So yeah, manifesting works. And even if for some reason it doesn't, what's the fucking harm in trying? It's such a positive thing to do. It makes you hopeful for the future. And it's a great method of attracting the things that you want. And I can't wait to look back on these writings when I'm like 30 and be like, wow, all this shit came true. And I think what the key with manifestation is that you have to not like obsess, you know, you should want something and put in the work, write it down and then let it go. Fully trust that the universe will give you that if it's meant to be. And sometimes you'll write things down that are not meant to be, like a relationship or a friendship, or, you know, you'll write things down that are not actually meant to be. And, you know, if it doesn't happen, it's not meant to be, and that's that. And sometimes that can be a little hard to accept, but everything truly does happen for a reason, and, you know, the universe doesn't give you things that you can't handle. So, manifestation is great. I highly recommend that you guys do it. There's tons of videos on YouTube about it. And it's not as complicated as we make it out to be, I think. Like, literally, you can just write down, I will have this, or I've also seen something that says, like, write as if it's already happened. So, for example, if you want to be happier, write down, I am happy, not I will be happy. You know what I mean? Or be very specific. Say, like, you know, I will have $10,000 saved by this date or something like that. So you got to be very specific. You just write down things that you want to attract. Write down things that you're grateful for. Write down things you want to be abundant in and be successful in. And also what I did was I made a vision board, and you know, maybe that doesn't do anything, but every time I look at it, I get reminded of my long-term goal, which is traveling, and it is what literally keeps me going. So I trust in the universe that I am in alignment with my purpose, and you guys should do that too. Fully trust that everything happens for a reason, whether it's positive or negative. And if something doesn't happen, maybe it's not meant to be in your path. So manifesting is great and it's an amazing outlet. Same with journaling. I've talked about journaling before, but if you do not journal, you seriously should journal. It literally changes my life. So it is great. I'm going to be hoping and manifesting for you all that 2021, I cannot pronounce 2021. It's so long. Anyways, I'm going to be manifesting for you guys that 2021 is amazing and full of happiness and abundance and positivity. And I really truly believe it's going to be a great year, you know, regardless of what happens. And anything negative that happens, I'll be able to overcome it. And anything that negative that happens to you, you'll be able to overcome it as well. So that is all for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you haven't followed the podcast, please hit the follow button. It really helps me out. And I really want to reach 10,000. Maybe that sounds a little egotistical, but that would be an amazing goal to hit very soon. So I love all of you. Also, I made an Instagram. I think I said this in my last episode, but my Instagram is Olivia C. Beira, Beira. I love all of you. Thank you so much for listening and supporting me. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode.